Welcome to the Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. A couple things. I got a text earlier on my statement, there's no comparison between the Kelly Bryant, Trevor Lawrence situation, the Cole Stout, Deshaun Watson situation. Tess said, you're right, but Cole did play out of his mind in that bowl game against OU. Yeah, and, you know, the reason he played out of his mind in that bowl game against OU is that OU had the worst game plan for Cole Stout that anyone could have ever devised. I have no idea what they were watching. I was shocked at how far off those corners were playing, how soft they were playing on the outside. I mean, fundamentally, the throws Cole Stout could make were the short throws. Those are the throws he was capable of making. Well, OU gave it to him. And why, to this day, I have no idea. Because anyone who had watched any film of Cole Stout would have known that the way you defend Cole Stout is you press up on the outside, you take away the short passing game, and then he has problems. But that's not what OU did. OU played as far off as anybody I've ever seen. I have no idea what they were doing in that game. I said it then. I still don't get it. These texts and comments, Ramona, regarding players that didn't fulfill their potential. I mean, they're just coming in endlessly. It's amazing. I mean, you know, I was thinking of many of them as I was driving last night, but the names just keep coming. You know, I think the Brandon Roy suggestion was excellent. I've received a lot of good ones. By the way, another text just says, totally agree about Mario Lemieux. Again, Mario Lemieux, first of all, people don't realize how big Mario Lemieux was as a player. I mean, and he was so skilled and so talented. I mean, he was threatening to do things perhaps even beyond what Gretzky had done. And it's unfortunate. Again, even so, he's still one of the three greatest hockey players of all time. I mean, he's a little bit different in that regard in terms of this conversation because when I think of the greatest hockey players of all time, the first three guys that come to mind for me in no particular order are Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Orr, and Mario Lemieux. I mean, there are others, obviously, Maurice Richard, Gordie Howe, but the first three that come to mind for me are those three. I would say those are the three greatest hockey players ever lived. And you just have to wonder if Mario Lemieux had been blessed with health and did not get ill, would Mario Lemieux have been considered the greatest of all time? Perhaps. Someone says Khalil Green. I got another Gooden and Strawberry. I think I had a Gooden and Strawberry earlier. I had a Payne Stewart. Jamarcus Russell. No, well, you know, yeah, no, I don't know. He almost has his own category. Jamarcus Russell failed because he just didn't want to succeed. Is that Texas Sam Bowie? Sam Bowie, you know, unfortunately for Sam, he's known as the guy who was drafted before Michael Jordan, but Sam Bowie had the same problem. He had lower limb injury that changed who he was. I mean, Bowie was a 7-foot guy, skinny, but had all sorts of talent. I mean, absolutely incredible talent. I have multiple texters, two in a row, say Eric Lindros never came close to his potential. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm not as all warm and fuzzy about Eric Lindros. He was good. Sergeant Parsons says Sean Bradley. You know, Bradley was the 7'5" center out of BYU who never became what people thought he would be. This is Tony Mandrich. Yeah, look, Mandrich was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Mandrich was just a monster, and they just counted his, you know, his pancake blocks and how he destroyed people and all that stuff. And then it turned out it was all, you know, phony. It was all, he was jacked up and his career, you know, look, he actually wound up playing for a pretty good period of time. I mean, I would guess just off the top of my head, Mandrich had like a 8-9 year career. But he was never the player that he was alleged to be. You know, he was never that guy. So I think that's a good point. You know, and these are all great names. Todd Marinovich's worst issue was probably his old man. But Marinovich, you know, he was on those insane diets and never. But, you know, one thing Marinovich did was stick around the National Football League for 12 years because the NFL likes white guy backups who can't play. Ernie Davis was one. That was a great name. I saw a Ralph Sampson there. You know, it's funny. In a way, he didn't fulfill his potential. At least not what people believed was his potential. I never loved him. To me, a guy who couldn't win his own league at 7'4" just wasn't all that great. Badger Mike says, I can't believe I didn't think of Mandrich. Texas, how in the world, Walt, do you know so much about all these past players? Impressive. It's an illness. It's not a thing to be positive about, but I don't know that you can name somebody in sports that I don't know. Past, present, doesn't really matter. Like I said, it's nothing to be proud of. It's an illness. The names just don't stop, Ramona. They keep coming in. I've had multiples on Brian Bosworth. Yeah, I think so. You know, Bosworth was a great college player, one of the best college linebackers ever. And his pro career started out well also. And then he injured his shoulder, and then he had the Bo Jackson incident, and basically his career crumbled at that point. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a legitimate name. By the way, remember, I got Bosworth come in. Bosworth came in from like three people at the same time, and they were all spelled differently.
Friends of me.
You know, I've received a couple of Ken Griffey Juniors. I don't know. I think Ken Griffey Jr. fulfilled his potential, didn't he? I mean, he's one of the greatest players ever. But I've had multiple people suggest Ken Griffey Jr. Arch Leister, of course, Arch Leister was undone by his own gambling issues. Allegedly, Arch Leister was in 50 U.S. prisons. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I've...
What?
Yeah, I mean, well, he was a lot of trouble.
He's,
you know, Art Schleister makes Pete Rose look like a sound thinker when it comes to gambling.
Oh, okay, I see what's going on.
Art Schleister may have been the worst... He may have had the worst gambling issue of any player of all time. I've seen a David Thompson and Andy Katzenmoyer, the former Buckeye linebacker. Peerless Price. Oh, Badger Mike with a great one. Steve Antman. Steve Antman was a monster who played for Washington. He was one of the top picks in the draft. He could play inside, outside. He was at 300 pounds. Steve Antman was a lot like J.J. Watt. A lot like J.J. Watt. Texas, disagree if you want, but I think Jason Hayward. No, look. Hey, listen. Jason Hayward came to the Atlanta Braves. He was supposed to be like some combination of Willie Mays and Willie McCovey from the left-hand side. Hayward was supposed to be a guy who was going to hit 40, 50 home runs and 40, 50 bombs and be all that. It never happened. Texas, Randy Moss. I don't know. You don't think Randy Moss fulfilled his potential? I mean, look. Had Randy Moss had Jerry Rice's heart, he would have been the greatest football player ever lived. But Randy Moss might still be, you know, one of the top three or four wide receivers that ever played. Texas, Dustin Johnson. I think that's fair. Dustin Johnson, again, a guy who's had his own demons, who's overcome some of it, going on to be world number one player. But did he become the player that he could have been? Not sure. Not sure. Ernie says Bryce Harper as a maybe. Yeah, I think it's fair. And Peter Warwick. You know, Peter Warwick at Florida State is one of the greatest college players I've ever seen. And he never did much in the pros. I have another Greg Oden. I had a lot of Greg Odens. Seminole Tense is Achilles Smith. Achilles Smith was a disappointment to me. Achilles Smith has been one of the few quarterbacks I've had wrong. He only played a year at Oregon as a starter, and he was sensational in that year. But unfortunately for Achilles Smith, he got drafted into what was then an absolute cesspool of a franchise with the Cincinnati Bengals organization. And I don't think he ever recovered. He needed coaching. The Grinch says Len Bias. Yeah, Len Bias, again, Len Bias, Reggie Lewis, Drazen Petrovic, those guys were all going to be incredible. In fact, you know, they really all were. Len Bias was going to be one of the greatest players who ever lived. I've had multiple Andrew Joneses. A Derek Thomas. You don't think Derek Thomas fulfilled his potential? Obviously, he unfortunately, we lost him, and that you can make that case. Yeah, another Len Bias. You know, Len Bias. Len Bias, in my opinion, was every bit as talented as Jordan, but bigger and stronger. He was fundamentally the same guy as Jordan. He was just a bigger, stronger version of Jordan. I mean, there's just no telling how great Len Bias would have been. I don't think anybody could guard him. And obviously, that's unfortunate. You know, I mentioned Texas Mark Pryor. That's Carlin Pickens. Yeah, Mark Pryor, obviously, in the early days with the Cubs, all sorts of incredible potential. Never. Hey, how about the whole Mets pitching staff now? Other than maybe Jacob DeGrom. Texas says C.J. Spiller. Look, I think in a way that's fair. I don't think C.J. Spiller became the player at the pro level that most expected. I wondered how that transition would work. Texas says Skip Wise. Skip Wise, the greatest player to ever play in Clemson basketball history, but he played for a year. And that's 100% right. Texas, Brian Piccolo, obviously the subject of a tear-jerking movie, Brian's song. But Brian Piccolo, who played at Wake Forest, was a really good football player who obviously the world lost to cancer. Absolutely terrible. Texas, Lawrence Taylor. You don't think Lawrence Taylor fulfilled his potential? I mean, obviously Taylor was involved in drugs and had other issues, but I think he fulfilled his potential. I've had multiple Jeff Greens with heart surgery. I think that's a good one. I've had multiple Steve Avery's. I think that's a fair call as well. Somebody just said Albert Haynesworth. You know, Albert Haynesworth, it depends where you saw him. If you're a Washington fan, you absolutely agree with Albert Haynesworth. If you were a Tennessee fan, you got a couple of the greatest years out of him that he ever played. Do you remember Albert Haynesworth's story, Rona? This is actually pretty funny because I was saying at some point that Albert Haynesworth was the most dominant defensive player in all of football. Do you remember this, Rona? And I said, people just aren't watching. They don't watch Tennessee. They don't watch interior defensive linemen. I said, he's the most dominant force in all of the National Football League. I may have just said college football. Most dominant force in the National Football League defensively. And gradually, people started catching on to that. And then people started saying that. And eventually, that was the talk. And people caught up to what Albert Haynesworth was doing and how dominant a player he was. And then he went to Washington, and Washington paid $100 million for him. And remember, I came in that day, and Redskin fans were just geeked out of their minds about Albert Haynesworth and what I was going to say. And I came on, I said, it's the worst decision anyone ever made. I said, Albert Haynesworth is not a self-made man. He needs motivation. You cannot pay Albert Haynesworth $100 million. And he just quit. He just absolutely quit.
Decided he didn't want to play anymore.
You know, I have got a great one from track and field here. It disappeared so quickly. But Steve Prefontaine, who was one of the great runners in history and would have been maybe one of the greatest track and field athletes of all time. Brian from Easley says the four-letter network. I got another Josh Hamilton. I've had several Freddie Adus. You know, that's a good call because they tried to make that dude out to be the next Pele. And poor Freddie was never anything like that. I've had several Roscoe Crosbys as well, the former Clemson wide receiver. Hey, before we get a break, let me tell you about, we have a lot to get to. I just brought this up as a thought, but I mean, what's happened on the text line is just, I can't even see the clock, Ramona. The text line's just running rampant over the clock. Let me tell you about Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. By the way, you know why Clemson's best gourmet ice cream is best? It's because of the butter fat. That's right. Look, you can find Thin Man ice cream. The whole aisle is filled with that now. You know, they take all the good stuff out, charge you twice as much money, and it's supposedly healthy. I don't want that. When I want ice cream, I want ice cream. I want the real stuff. I want this. I want real cream, real fruit and nuts, whole milk, pure cane sugar. That's what I want. Our butterfat is rich, sweet, pure dairy, no bull. That's what makes Clemson's best gourmet ice cream different. Only four flavors. They're all related to South Carolina. Homemade vanilla, peaches and cream, caramel butter pecan, and strawberry shortcake. I've had every one of them. They're all incredible. This is the way grandma used to make ice cream, like grandma churn on the back porch. That's what Clemson's gourmet ice cream brings back. You can get it at any of the Ingles locations throughout the upstate. If you haven't tried it, you need to get out there. You're also supporting the local farmers, Clemson graduates. Again, everything is grown and produced locally in the state of South Carolina. Who benefits from the ice cream sales? Students in the College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Life Sciences. 10% of the proceeds fund campus programs and pay it forward initiatives, including internships, scholarships, and research. That's Clemson's best gourmet ice cream. Get to an Ingles near you. Pick up a pint or seven. I'll be right back.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play. Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve. And the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to UrbanNirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Bosch Anderson is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, July 24th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Located at 4421 South Carolina 81. In Anderson, Bosch Anderson is hiring for qualified maintenance technicians for 8, 10, and 12-hour shifts. Positions are direct hire. Minimum starting pay is $24.74 an hour to include shift differential. Applicants must have an associate degree or 2 years of technical experience. Instant interviews for qualified candidates. Visit htijobs.com for details.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, we are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. All during the entire break, one of these names just keep coming. I can't keep up with them at all. DJ, though, has a question about his Noles, and it's one we addressed early in the show. My Noles have had issues on the O-line for quite some time, as we know. In your opinion, how much of those issues were a result of Jimbo's offense, slow developing routes, and what that does to an offensive line? Yeah, look, I think that that's part of it. There's no question. Pro-style offense, quarterbacks held the ball way too long. You know, I think that's definitely part of Florida State's issue. But I think there are more than that. You know, Texas' Michael Oluokandi, you know, I almost think there's a difference between a guy who's just not good. You know, like, Michael Oluokandi just sucked. I mean, he was just overrated. They just missed it. His career wasn't cut short due to any injury. His career was cut short to sucking, which is not the same thing. Jamarcus Russell's career was sort of cut short to sucking. You know, the guys I'm thinking of and most of the names that have come in were guys whose careers were cut short due to drugs, injury, you know, these type of things, death in some circumstances. So there's all of that. There's all of that. I mean, I've received a ton of good names in relation to that. By the way, Bruce says, I saw Jordan and Bias both play. No doubt, in my opinion, Bias was better. Oh, what could have been? Yeah, I think at the same stage, I think Bias was better. I don't think it's arguable. Fred says, Kajana Carter, of course, the great Penn State running back, injury there. Andre Bruce, Jeff George, Ryan Leaf. You know, again, with the Ryan Leaf thing, it's not an injury thing. Maybe you say he had a personality disorder that got in the way of his success. Maybe there's that. I mean, I guess you can make that argument. I saw from Rufus, Jermaine O'Neal and Stanley Roberts. You know, Jermaine O'Neal, in the early years of his career, he really looked like he was going to turn into a star, and then that didn't really happen. Stanley Roberts, of course, is the other 7-footer at LSU, played with Shaquille O'Neal. And by the way, they still sucked. So there's that. Texas says, I can't see that. You want to get in 654-7627. Let me get Scott in here on the Northland Communication phone lines. Scott, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Scott?
Good. I got a couple. I always thought that Blackman out of Oklahoma State, the wide receiver.
Yeah. Yep.
I always felt like he really underachieved.
Yeah, it's a really good call. We don't even really know what happened to him. I mean, he basically vanished off the face of the earth. He was he had the potential to be a truly elite player, and you know, whether that's drugs or whatever that is, I don't really have an answer to that. But yeah.
Yeah. Where was he from? Wasn't he from the West Coast?
I can't remember where Blackman was from originally, but he was the Oklahoma State receiver, and you know he was the star receiver when Oklahoma State should have been playing in lieu of that Alabama LSU thing.
I always felt like that running back for Washington, that Timmy Smith, that had that great Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and then he just—I mean, man, he was like Super Bowl MVP, and yep. He's working at a car wash the next season. You know?
Yep, he disappeared as well.
How about currently? How about Martavis Bryant? You know, it seems like he's wasting his potential.
Yeah, he is in danger. He is in severe danger of being a future member of this list. No question about it.
All right, well, hey, enjoy the topic, man.
Thank you, Scott.
Enjoy the show.
Good job. I've had multiple Ricky Williams. Those are great answers, by the way. Those are great suggestions from the past. Dexter says Jaguars happened in relation to that other. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. Yeah, Reggie Lewis, who we mentioned earlier. Seminole Ted says Ricky Williams. Yeah, I mean, Ricky Williams. I don't think Ricky Williams was ever going to be the pro player that he was in college, but Ricky Williams was more interested in smoking weed. You know, a texter mentioned a name a second ago, Ramona, which was the reason that that I thought of this to begin with when I was driving last night, and that was Josh Gordon. It was a discussion of the Cleveland Browns. And I put Josh Gordon in the same category that I put Josh Hamilton, in that I really believe this. I think that Josh Gordon is as talented as any receiver I've ever seen, ever. That includes Jerry Rice. It includes Randy Moss, Terrell Owens. I think he's as talented as any receiver I've ever seen. But going back to his college days, he has like double-digit drug suspensions. If he can stay healthy, Cleveland has all sorts of receiving talent. If he can just stay healthy. You know, they now have Jarvis Landry. If you can keep those guys on the field, if you can keep Josh Gordon, Josh Gordon is a 6'3", 6'4", receiver with unmatched physicality who can soar above and high point any ball against any defender and just blow by you as well. I mean, he's an incredible, incredible talent that is just wasted. And it was a discussion. It was Phil Savage was on in satellite radio discussing with someone else. I don't even know who the co-host was. And they were discussing the Cleveland Browns, the upcoming season. They were discussing the wide receiver situation. And, you know, I've said this before about Gordon, but it got me to thinking that this is a guy who, if he can't get it straightened out, you know, I'm surprised nobody said Johnny Manziel. But if Gordon can't...
I did the other day.
Okay. Well, if Gordon can't get it straightened out, he's going to go down on this list forever. I mean, because he's one of the all-time great talents who's just never going to come close. It's already too late. It's already too late to come close to that. Texas wasn't Landry a Sooner. I mean, Jarvis Landry? No, he's LSU. So there's that. I got another Ernie Davis. Exactly, Ernie Davis. All right. Incredible effort by the text lines. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of texts have poured in on it. It's just a terrific job by all the texters getting in on that. I don't even know how we really got to that. It was just sort of a tangent. I want to get back now to the initial discussion, because we have a lot of things to get to on the show still today before we get out of here. We're talking about one key question for every ACC football team. And we had covered Florida State's key question, which was their offensive line. NC State's key question, which is the 8 losses on defense, including an entire offensive line that was drafted fundamentally in the top 100 picks. By the way, Texas is Derek Watson, Squeaky Watson. Watson was an incredible high school player, that's for sure. We covered those two. We covered Wake Forest, and those are the three that we've covered so far in terms of key questions for every team. Wake Forest's question relates to quarterback and whether it's going to be Kendall Hinton or Jamie Newman after the Hinton suspension. NC State's, again, with that defensive front and how they replace it. I don't think they will be able to. I don't think Florida State's going to be able to overcome their offensive line issues. You know, by the way, going back for 1 second, I've had multiple people suggest Maurice Claret, and that's fair, but let me just say this. Maurice Claret was never going to be a star NFL back. He just wasn't athletic enough to be great in the NFL. Maurice Claret believed he was, but he was wrong. But he sidetracked his own career. So that's a fair suggestion. All right, back to one key question for every ACC team. Boston College. My key question for Boston College is Anthony Brown. I've had multiple Demetrius Summers, by the way. One key question for Boston College, and my question is Anthony Brown ready? I believe in this BC team. I think they're loaded. They return almost everybody. They lost Harold Landry, but as I said, you know, people think Harold Landry was injured last year. That's not what it was. There was an injury, but you actually have to watch the games and understand what you're seeing to know really what happened with Harold Landry. And apparently no one in the country knows. I know Harold Landry knows, but he doesn't say it. I've heard him interviewed. But something happened there right at the beginning of the season in which he fell out of favor with that coaching staff. I think it was that he wasn't setting a hard edge on first and second downs. I think they were tired of just watching him think he's a designated pass rusher. And, you know, because 2 years ago he was a dominant player, at least in pass rush situations. But last year he fell out of favor early. And the result was they actually were keeping him on the sideline in passing situations. And I saw arguments. So there was more to the Harold Landry situation. He basically was a non-factor for BC last year. So he's really not a loss because he wasn't a factor. You know, the Harold Landry from 2 years ago would have been a loss. When you look at Boston College, the thing that people miss is they miss how explosive Boston College was the last 6 games of the year. And I know that doesn't sound right when you think of Boston College, because throughout, well, forever now, they've been anything but explosive, at least since Matt Ryan. But this team was explosive. This team, with the exception of the NC State game, they averaged over 40 points a game their last 5 regular season games. They were scoring on everybody. They were killing people. And in the NC State game, that's the game that Anthony Brown was injured in. I do not know Anthony Brown's status. He was really not available in the spring, and that's still a concern. And it's a key, because Anthony Brown was really starting to come of age for BC. If Boston College can put Anthony Brown on the field with A.J. Dillon, a combination I warned you about early last year before the Clemson game, before anyone really was talking about A.J. Dillon or knew who he was, I warned that after the Clemson game, he was going to go on a streak of 100-yard games. I said, count on it. I said, no one knows who he is now, but I said, starting after the Clemson game, he'll go on a streak of 100-yard games and people will find out who he is. Well, he didn't go on a streak of 100-yard games. He went on a streak of 180-yard games. He averaged 180 yards a game for the rest of the season. So when you have a back who's rushing for 180 yards a game and you have a quarterback with the dual threat ability of Anthony Brown, and you have a tight end like a Tommy Sweeney and a versatility there, BC has weapons. They can move the ball. This team can score, as they demonstrated in the second half of last year. And I think the defense is going to be better. Zach Allen, who BC was one of BC's representatives at the ACC Media Days, he is a J.J. Watt type. He's extremely athletic, big man, and gives you versatility. I think that BC is going to be a load this year. But the question for BC is Anthony Brown ready? Is he healthy? Is he ready? Can he do the things he was doing prior to his injury? If he can, Boston College has a legitimate chance to finish second in the Atlantic. Before we get a break, let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what I love most about Harry's is the flexible soft hinge and the closeness of the shave. The flexible soft hinge just glides across the contours of your face. So there's never any friction. There are no cuts. There are no burns. You don't get any of that with a Harry shave. And part of it's the quality of the steel. And then there's, of course, the shave gel, which is eucalyptus. It's thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive. That's a Harry shave. Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced, overdesigned. They knew a great shave didn't come from any sort of gimmicks like vibrating heads or handles that look like spaceships or flex balls or any of that nonsense. Tactics that the leading brand has used for years to raise prices. Harry's fixed shaving by offering you a simpler option. They knew what a good shave came down to was the best steel. So they bought the German company that made the finest steel and ground it into the sharpest, best blades. And they gave it all to you for less than half of what the big companies were paying. And they also gave you the best guarantee in the industry. And suddenly, shaving was fixed. And now, Harry's has this offer for you. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code WALT at harrys.com. I don't understand why anybody is out there who's not doing this. I don't understand why anyone would not jump on this. Join the millions of guys who've already made the switch. Go to harrys.com. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. It's incredible. Take advantage. WALT tip to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
The countdown is on. 43 days till Clemson football.
Ryan takes a snap. Looks. Now I'm going to take it left side. Take off and run with it. Get outside the 10 to the 5. Looking for the end zone. And into the end zone goes Kelly Bryant. 10th play of the drive upcoming. Bryant takes a snap. Give it to ETN. He's in it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Don't miss Macy's 48 hours sale with 50 to 80% savings and limited time specials. Save 60% on a great selection of fine jewelry. Get our lowest prices of the season on damask sheets and bedding. 65% off. Save 65 to 70% on luggage closeouts from Samsonite, Delsey, and more. And luxurious hotel collection bath towels and rugs are 60% off. Need it in a hurry? Make your purchase at Macy's.com and get free pickup in store Friday and Saturday. Don't miss Macy's 48 hours sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, The best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it. Hendrick Honda, surrounded by colleges and universities. Let Hendrick Honda Easley help you on the path of success with our first-time buyer and college graduate programs. At Hendrick Honda Easley, their sales team is fair, fast, easy, and transparent, here to help you buy your new or pre-owned Hendrick Honda Easley vehicle. Their on-site service department and extended customer service ensures your vehicle will get continuous support. Hendrick Honda Easley, in the heart of the upstate at 4609 Callan Memorial Highway, and online at HendrickHondaSC.com. Again, that's HendrickHondaSC.com.
Summer's here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event's going on right now through July 31st at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase four qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 Visa prepaid card after submission. So come on by and see Joey Welburn and Zach Garrison, or give them a call today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Gamecock Paul says two key questions with South Carolina, whether Jake Bentley finally steps up and whether Debo Samuel stays healthy. To me, that's our whole season. You know, I think those are questions, yeah, but I think that those things are also dependent on other elements of that football team stepping up, players around them stepping up. Like, I think the O-line needs to play better. I think South Carolina needs to do a better job establishing a running game. And I think if they can do that, then I think both Jake Bentley and Debo Samuel will be helped in that regard. Rob, who's a Gamecock fan, says Demetrius Summers, the most talented running back to ever come from the state of South Carolina. You know, I don't know. Steven Davis would probably argue that. Squeaky Watson would probably argue that, as well as others. You know, it's tough. I mean, those guys were all super talented. In terms of ultimate talent, I might say it's Steven Davis. But obviously he had the best pro career of that group. To the Northline Communication phone lines then. And oh, before we get to Ed, let me tell you about the Husqvarna automatic robotic mower. You know, when I heard about this technology, I thought they were pulling my chain. I thought, that's not real. And then I went up and saw it in action. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It's just incredible. The Husqvarna automatic robotic mower operates on the principle of the grazing animal. It cuts the most minute amount of grass. And so your lawn never gets shocked. And the result is you get the thickest, greenest, most luxurious lawn anywhere. Your neighbors are, you're going to be the envy of all your neighbors. They're all going to want to know what you're doing and how you're doing it. And all you're going to be doing is what? Nothing. You're going to be sitting on your fat butt on the couch with a beer, eating pizza, and your neighbors are going to be out there sweating in the hot sun. Their lawn's going to look like crap. Their lawn's going to be brown and spotty and everything else. Your lawn's going to be bright, thick, green, and meanwhile, you're just sitting inside in the AC. That's the Husqvarna automatic robotic mower. And it comes in six different sizes, depending on the size of your lawn. It's astonishing. Uphills, downhills, around items. Let's say it's cutting your lawn at 2 a.m. because it'll cut your lawn constantly the first month. It costs you like next to nothing to run. Let's say it's cutting your lawn at 2 a.m. and the charge starts to run low. It's like halfway done. It takes itself back to the port, recharges itself, goes back and finishes the rest of it. I mean, it's just insanity.
That's amazing.
And it's here. It's real. We have a number of people who have already bought them, and they love them. They just can't believe it took so long to get to this. Well, it's here now. Easy Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. Get to Easy Lawn and Garden today. It's 312 South Pendleton Street, online at easylawn.com, and go get yourself one. You will thank me later. All right, let's go to the Northline Communication phone lines. We'll get back to the one key question for every ACC team. By the way, I've received a lot more, many more good names as well. It is Ed. Ed, how are you, man? Let me guess.
Hello, Walter. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you, Ed. Let me guess why you're calling me. You're calling me to tell me about Carpenter?
No. I wasn't going to say that. I thought he actually had a decent career while he was there. Yeah, he could have been better, but we won a series without him, so that's okay. I was thinking of one, Jerome Brown, because he died early.
Absolutely.
He could have been a great player.
Jerome Brown was a freak of nature, and that's a really good call. That's an excellent call on your part.
And nobody's mentioned anybody from motorsports yet. And I can't help but think back to Adam Petty for one.
Yeah.
Now, I know everybody remembers Dale Earnhardt dying, but basically his career, he had accomplished so much.
You really can't go
there with him, but Adam Petty for sure, Neil Bonnet, Davy Allison. I mean, this guy was just about the peak when he died in that helicopter crash.
Those are all really good calls that I don't think anyone had mentioned. Those are all excellent calls on your part, Ed.
And Jeremy Mayfield, this guy just... He was talented. He got the money, and then he went off the reservation and started cranking out meth. And I, for the life of me, don't understand how people go down that road. They clearly do. But being the most dangerous sport in the world, and I completely don't have enough knowledge about Formula One guys and IndyCar guys and dragsters that were talented. You take somebody like John Force that, he got through his career basically unscathed, and Earnhardt all the way to the end. And it's just astonishing how many people in that sport, because it is to me, it's the most dangerous sport in the world. They've tried to make it safer. And then you go back in time to people like Fireball Roberts, and these were all just incredible race car drivers, and, you know.
Alan Kulwicki. That's come in on two texts in a row have come in with that.
Yeah, and I mean, there's been people out there that more was expected of them. I can't remember the guy's name that used to race for Havoline Racing. His name was Ernie something. And he crashed, I think it was Talladega, and it messed him up. He was partially paralyzed, and it messed up his right eye for, I think, permanently. Now, he came back, but he just never was the same after that. And that's just, you know, it's tragic, but, you know, when you are going to participate in stuff like that, that's going to happen. It's just the nature of the beast. So, anyway, that's what I thought.
Yeah, those are great names. Great names, Ed. It's well done. Appreciate it.
Hope everybody has a good weekend.
Yep, thank you, Ed. I appreciate that very much. I think he's talking about Ernie Irvin, but I'm not 100% sure. You want to get in, 654-7627. All right, I want to jump back now. You know, we're talking about one key question for every ACC football team in conjunction with the ACC media days. And we had talked about Wake Forest, Boston College. We had covered Florida State and NC State. Obviously, Boston College is, to me, is Anthony Brown ready. Syracuse, you know, Syracuse lost four linebackers. They were all amongst their top seven tacklers. They also lost their star receivers. And I think that's still a bit of an issue. You know, obviously, you have a talented quarterback. But what exactly does Dino Babers' bunch have? I mean, I think they have a number of questions heading into the year. And obviously, this is a team that last year pulled the upset of Clemson, nearly upset Florida State in Tallahassee, and obviously was a viable threat. But when I look at Syracuse this year, I just see too many holes. I mean, Eric Dungy needs to stay healthy. I think everybody knows that. He's a great leader. If he's healthy, he could be one of the elite quarterbacks in the ACC. The problem is, again, to me, it's twofold. One, it's the losses on defense combined with losing Ismail and Irvin Phillips, who were Eric Dungy's two top targets. So their two biggest concerns are losing four linebackers who are all amongst their top seven tacklers and the wide receivers. From a Syracuse standpoint, the defense was terrible. And so terrible's terrible, with or without those guys. Where Syracuse had success was with their offense. And so I think their biggest question is actually how they replace Ismail and Phillips. Because to me, again, even though you lose four of your top seven tacklers and you lose your linebackers, they fundamentally all sucked anyway. So I just don't know it's that big an issue. To me, the biggest issue is the loss of Ismail and the loss of Irvin Phillips. I don't think they have a replacement for those guys. I think those are tough losses. So from that standpoint, I think the biggest question that Syracuse faces and the biggest question for Eric Dungy and Dino Babers and that offense is how do you replace those two experienced, really gifted receivers, and how does that impact your offense? That's the biggest question that Syracuse faces. So that's the Orange Man. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, cars cost less than travelers rest. That's a fact. For 90 years, that's been true. For 90 years, George Coleman Ford has done it the right way. You know, think about what the cars look like. To put that in perspective, think about what the cars look like 90 years ago. Then think about what they might look like 90 years from now. And realize the one constant in all that is going to be that George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest was there 90 years ago and will be there 90 years from now. None of us will be around to see it, but you can count on it. Because George Coleman Ford, the cars cost less. There are never any dealer fees or service fees. But for 90 years, it's been the people that have made George Coleman Ford special. And if you'll go take the time to read the Google reviews or any of the other review sites, that's what everyone talks about. They talk about how well George Coleman Ford took care of them. That's who they are. It's what they do. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. I'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah! See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn, 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo hotel right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, kayaks, canoes, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge at LakesideLodgeClemson.com or come see me at our new sales office in Clemson at 906 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 6, right next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
Down is on. 43 days till Clemson football.
Ryan takes a snap, looks, and now going to take it left side, take off and run with it, get outside the 10 to the 5, looking for the end zone, and into the end zone goes Kelly Bryant. 10th play of the drive, upcoming. Bryant takes a snap, gives it to ETN, he's in it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
Ice cream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Tower International is recruiting full-time direct hire workers for all hourly positions to work second and third shifts at its Fountain Inn facility. Ready SC and SC Works will assist Tower International with a recruitment event on Saturday, July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square. July 28th from 9 a.m. until noon in McAllister Square, 225 South Pleasantburg Drive, Greenville. Tower International, an equal opportunity employer, offers competitive wages and benefits. Again, recruitment event for Tower International, Saturday, June 28th from 9 a.m. until noon at McAllister Square, Greenville.